Okay, first one is, let's see, David Lewis, LEWIS, 82655, and dated for 10-1. And let's start with saying that he's a 69-year-old gentleman who's currently in hospice with a history of hypertensive heart disease with heart failure. First thing I noticed is when I walked in, when I rang the doorbell, it took the patient at least 10 minutes to get to the door. Patient was huffing and puffing. He states that he's short of breath now all the time. He's not eating as much. He's weaker. He had a max of 27 centimeter. He also suffers from COPD, atherosclerotic heart disease, peripheral vascular disease, spinal stenosis in the lumbar region with neuropathy and radiculopathy pain. Right artificial knee joint. Coronary artery status post angioplasty. Age-related physical debility and type 2 diabetes along with atrial fibrillation, period. Patient currently has a PPS of 40%. He lives by himself, but his son lives close by. Derek, whom I have spoken to regarding patient's condition, he's oriented to patient, person, place, and time, period. He's short of breath at all times, which puts him in the New York Heart Association class 4 as far as his heart condition and CHF is concerned, period. Patient has mild pedal edema. Actually, changed his date to 70s. Sorry. As I mentioned, his MAC is down to 27 centimeter from 28 centimeter. The 2+ edema is consistent with congestive heart failure. Patient has difficulty with all transfers. He does wear a diaper. He's bowel and bladder incontinent. He needs help with ADL. He also suffers from chronic pain. He was complaining of arm pain. He's now in a hospital bed because he needs to have his head of the bed elevated. He sleeps on 3 pillows. He takes a combination of Norco, Somas, and Gabapentin to control his pain, period. He has continued to decline as far as his heart condition is concerned. He's using oxygen at nighttime. His TRUSAT today was at 91. And when he's short of breath, he was using oxygen today. His TRUSAT was at 94% at 2 liters. He goes between 1 and 2 liters. He does not like to wear his oxygen, but he states he needs to because he gets very short of breath, period. Patient's diuretic have been only somewhat successful in controlling his pain. He's a high risk of fall because of his weakness, has bouts of confusion, most likely because of his hypoxemia, his COPD, and his congestive heart failure, period. He states he's now sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day, uses his nebulizer more often. His blood sugars are stable, most likely because of his weight loss. An exam, he had a blood pressure of 120 over 90, pulses 110 because of recent activity and walking from the couch to the door, period. He also has a muscle relaxer that helps him with his muscle spasm, especially in his arms and legs related to his lumbar and most likely cervical stenosis, which also causes him to be at a high risk of fall. Period. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live, given his worsening condition related to his atherosclerotic heart disease and his, as well as his CHF as a comorbidity, period. also put down on top, this face-to-face patient was seen for face-to-face today. This will be shared with the hospice medical director. Also put down, patient currently is in his ninth benefit period, extending from 8/27/25 to 10/25/25. Okay, that's on David Lewis. Thank you.